I'm John Scott. The White House says President Trump will sign an executive order to relax some of his 25% tariffs on autos and auto parts. At a news conference, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump wants to enable automakers to create more domestic manufacturing jobs.
President Trump has had meetings with both domestic and foreign auto producers, and he's committed to bringing back auto production to the U.S. So we want to give the automakers a path to do that quickly, efficiently, and create as many jobs as possible.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The president holding a rally in Michigan to mark the first 100 days of his second term. His administration's strict immigration policies have sent arrests for illegal crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border plummeting. Parts of more than a dozen states, from the eastern Great Lakes to the southern plains, are facing the threat of severe weather that could produce wind damage, large hail, and a few tornadoes. Also growing concern for dangerous flash flooding from northern Texas into Oklahoma and the Ozarks. The U.S. Education Department is asking an Ivy League school to apologize and strip a prominent transgender swimmer of her career awards.
The Trump administration says the University of Pennsylvania illegally denied women equal opportunities by letting a transgender swimmer compete on the school's women's team and into team facilities. The administration's statement Monday doesn't name Leah Thomas, the transgender swimmer who last competed for the Ivy League school in 2022, but the investigation by the U.S. Education Department focused on Thomas, who became a leading symbol of transgender athletes and a prominent political target. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Dow had 300 points and the NASDAQ composite is up 55. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on Dr. Ingrid Scupp, vice president of the pro-life Charlotte Logier Institute, highlights the dangers of unregulated online access to chemical abortion drugs and warns the lack of in-person care can prove deadly.
Even when it was tightly regulated, even when it was used at less than 7 weeks gestation, approximately one out of 20 women would fail, would require surgery.
Scott adds that the current online availability of chemical abortion drugs creates many potential dangers.
When these are ordered online, the computer doesn't know who that person is. A sex trafficker, incestuous abuser, coercive boyfriend can order and pretend to be a woman. There are no safeguards to prevent them from being mailed out, and then he can provide those to a woman who doesn't want to abort her child.
Dr. Scupp contends that this current online access should be opposed by everyone who claims to care about women's health care rights. This is SRN News. Murder charges have been filed against a suspect in a weekend car ramming attack that killed 11 people at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver.
30-year-old K.G. Adam Lowe charged with murder for allegedly driving an SUV through a crowd at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people between the ages of 5 and 65 Saturday night. Police ruling out terrorism, saying Lowe had a history of mental health issues. Investigators searching for a motive, but say the suspect has a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals. I'm Julie Walker.
Chinese authorities say 22 people killed, 3 injured in a fire at a restaurant in the northern city of Liaoyang. No word given on the cause of the fire, but images from the scene showed huge flames spurting from the windows and doors of the 3-story building. Industrial accidents occur frequently in China. More details at srnnews.com.